Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy. What kind of takeoff? Hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Flexing like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been new. You were hating on the low. I've been new. They were hating on the low. I've been new. He was hating on the low. I've been new. She was hating on the low. I've been new. I've been soft. Niggas flaw, niggas fake. But it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. How you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Whole scratching, they messy. Bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and it show cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle, staying down, got me every penny. 19, have a penny, hurt me so bad, can't forget it. Oh, no, can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it. Really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming. They know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions. I flip it for show. I took some losses, it cost me chances. I took for this spot, I put it all in the pot. Fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K. I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face. Lord, call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Flexing like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been new. You were hating on the low. I've been new. They were hating on the low. I've been new. He was hating on the low. I've been new. She was hating on the low.
I said one time for the one time, could they hate now? Two times for the two times, could they fake now? Three times for the three times, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight, you ain't need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealousy and envy, got no boy hating on the low, but I been new. That they were hating on the low, I see through all that fake light window. But I'm D'd up from the feet up, I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck niggas, you niggas know what it is, nigga. We getting real money over here, nigga. This Canada gang, nigga, I'm fresh out. What?
Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Flexing like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been new. You were hating on the low. I've been new. They were hating on the low. I've been new. He was hating on the low. I've been new. She was hating on the low.
Oh, what's happening, world? We back at it again. Welcome back to Real Talk, Real Adult Talk with SG and Mo Biz. What it do, Mo?
Yo, what's up, Black? What's up, people? What's up, world? Another Sunday fun day. So, as always, roll something up, light something up, pour something up. Come kick it with your people.
Fresh shizzle, man. What's up with that top five?
Yo, man, so let's run it down. We got some shakeups too. We got some new countries up in the top five, man. So big shout out. So, I take it from five to the top. You know what I'm saying? So coming in at number five, we got Finland. This is a first.
Woo!
So shout out to Finland. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
woo!
I got to do some more research. I don't even really know what the big up out in Finland, but, you know, we definitely appreciate you. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Definitely love on the list. We like to see you on the list. Number four, we got India. Big shout out to India, man. You know, big shout out to people from India that I do business with, you know, Bombay and whatnot. You know what I'm saying? So big shout out to India coming in at number four. Number three, you already know we love to see Africa on the countdown. Africa is definitely on the check-in. South Africa, Zulu Nation. Shout out to Johannesburg, everything down there. You know what I'm saying? Peace and love. Number
y'all
two,
dropped the spot too, Africa. They dropped one spot.
Yeah, South Africa. So, you know, but y'all still tuning in. So, you know what I mean?
That's
we ain't
right.
too mad, but, you know, let's keep the stats up. And then where we at now? Number two, man. This is a surprise, man. So big shout out to South America by way of Brazil, man. So big shout out to Brazil. You know what I'm saying? I know Brazil is big on soccer out there. So, you know, shout out to y'all soccer team. You know, y'all always represent during the World Cup. So big shout out, man. We appreciate you. And then number one, of course, we have the home team, America, the beautiful, some may say the ugly sometimes, but the good, the bad, the ugly. It is what we represent, you know what I'm saying? It's the United States of America, you know, from our point of view. So big shout out to all 50 states, north, south, east, west, all the fly cities. You already know. Thanks for checking in.
For sure. So we're going to – okay, today's the world famous top up, and I'm going to stick with Mo because of the mishap for last week, but I will get into that in my week. And then I had to expose a Nick. Man, we're going to talk about this before we get into the world famous top up. So I'm going to let Mo go.
Okay.
Mo, how was your week?
My week is pretty chill. You know what I'm saying? It's just – I'm just trying to come to my awesomeness. You know what I'm saying? Spring, summer. You know, we about to close the door on April. Say what's up to May. You know, May 1st is tomorrow. So this week, I'm calling this week branding. Branding is very important. You know what I'm saying? It's what we do here. You know, Real Adult Talk with SGMO Benz is a brand. The world famous chop up. Is a brand, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, just representing. You
spiritual
goddess,
brand.
Yes, there you go. You know, big it up, all these brands, you know what I'm saying? And we representing, you know, these businesses that we are, you know, forging through, this union that we have. So, yeah, branding, man, you know, so like I said, you know, I'm going to be in Manhattan kind of heavy this week, especially on Tuesday, I'm going into the office. You know what I'm saying? Mash out on some things. You know, of course, I'm always with my reading. You know, my guilty pleasure right now is Confessions of a Video Vixen. You know, I brought that back out. I hadn't read that in like 10 years. Corinne Steffens. I'm at the part where she just effed Dr. Dre. You know what I'm saying? It's an ill story from her point of view. And Rich Dad, Poor Dad. You already know. You know, that's one of my favorite books, man. So I'm just getting in tune, getting in season, getting right. So that's my week. You know what I'm saying? Branding.
So make sure you guys check out Spiritual Goddess. Goddess is always GAWDDESS, the spiritualist. That's my latest book. I am a 10-time published book author, so this one went a little bit different than what I'm normally putting out. This is like starting from the beginning. This is going to be a series. But first and foremost, last week I said, Mo, I'm going to ride with you, start the topic. I have a cat, if everybody knows, right? We honest on this show. This is where I can go and talk about exposing because y'all know me. Y'all know me personally here. But I have a cat, and she's about 4.5, going on 5 months old. I got her when she was 2 weeks old. Now, I'm a first-time cat mom. So I didn't know what to expect. Yeah, right. So
all these cat
my
moms
cat
now.
Is in heat, right? And I didn't know anything about that. So while I was coming back to the phone, while I was trying to come back to Mo, my cat shot out the front door, right? We were getting the trash to the side of the road. Sunday, we do that on Sundays, whatever. So whenever Mo was going to his world famous chop up and I put the phone down, they'd be like, she disappeared. It's me making sure the trash is at the side of the road, the kids asleep, yada, yada. Okay. So the cat shot out. She shot in the neighbor's yard. Now, I got a big yard. I'm on an acre land myself. And then my neighbor, you know, they got a decent backyard too because it's like the same. But she shot in their front yard, and our front yards aren't as big. It's the backyard that's, like, huge. So I go over there because nobody could catch her, and I go and I catch her. So as I'm walking back, she's calm. as soon as I get to, like, where the stairs is at my house, she loses her mind. Now we're going in the house. She lean over. She bite my hand, scratch my hand, just goes fucking berserk, right? I took the cat and just threw the cat in the house, right? You're getting in the house at this point, right? Now my hands are fucking leaking, both of them, because she scratched me on one hand, like my middle finger on one hand, and then my other hand is leaking. But, like, she's, like, in dire heat. So I'm like, okay. I'm like, okay, something got to give now. My hands are leaking, both of them. And so I'm sitting there, and I'm like, okay, let me get my mind right, because if I go in the house, we might be having Chinese food. This bitch done lost her mind. So, you know, that's when I went and looked up about cats being in heat at 4.5 months old. I said, what the fuck is this? So then I realized why she's trying to get out the house. There's one cat that lives across the street, but this one cat is always in our yard. And she's trying to see if this cat is a woman or a male. So I'm like, if you take your fast ass out there and get pregnant, you stay in your ass out there. You ain't bringing no children in my house. You know what I'm saying? We're not doing this. So as a mom, me trying to make sure that my daughter don't get pregnant at an early age, it's hard. You know what I'm saying? So I didn't come back. I was in pain. You know what I'm saying? I had to wrap my shit up, you know, do the little peroxide. I had to do all this stuff that I had to do, right? And so I didn't come back. I don't know what time Mo ended the show, but I was in pain. I didn't send Mo a video of my hand till the next day. And then it was bandaged up, but he could still see the thing cut. And I'm like, you know what? This is some bull. So I did order her some stuff online for anxiety that has pheromones in it to, like, calm her down because she is in heat.
She hot pants right now.
Yeah, she she hasn't been herself, but they say these episodes last for like 7 days or a little bit more. She's been under me the entire time. So, of course, the first 2 days she got banned from my room, and she knew that she did something wrong. You couldn't come in my room at all, and that bothered her because my windows in my room stay open, so she just jumped in different windows. Yeah. And when I finally let her come back in the room when I wasn't mad at her anymore, she's been in my bed. Like, she literally has just been sleeping through the day. And then they make these weird noises and stuff like that. So me reading up on how they act when they're in heat, that was a whole fucking, this week was a whole learning how to be a cat mom, you know what I'm saying, type thing. So she's at my feet right now in the bed. But she's just staying in the bed, and she's trying to get through that. So I apologize to everybody that I didn't come back, but I was having problems. My hand is healing. I still got a little piece, like one or two little scratches that's still trying to, you know, heal. But the bitch bit me, okay? Let's be honest, all right?
Well, that's a dog.
So, okay. Yeah, that was like, boy, we were about to have Chinese food, boy. I'm like, man, listen, I don't know how they make it that good, but, boy, I'm about to experiment.
Okay.
So.
Oh, wait. Right. Oh, okay. I just caught that.
Story time.
You think story time.
Story time. Now, everybody know Black. We've been on the show for 6 years. For the new people, Black is somebody that like to indulge with bisexual men, okay? We talked about this several times on the show, and Smooth haven't been on the show for a while. He get himself together. We talked on this several times on the show about how, well, Smooth say, I like to rape men. I don't rape nobody, but, you know, that's a crazy word. So, I was talking to this person. He cool as fuck. And I, for some reason, like, you know, completely attracted to him. So, in the process of me vibing with him, I just started seeing some things off with the brother. So, boom, I start going through his phone because I need to know what it is, because obviously you're not going to tell me. The brother been lying about a lot of things, right? And your family down with you. That's the thing. So I go through his phone, and normally I'm going looking at the text messages, and then I see him like, dude, you got a lot of people at you. He's like, man, I ain't at them, you know, whatever. So I just so happened to go through this brother's No, I tested him like I test everybody else. I seen a picture of him, and my gaydar went off. And I was like, ooh, this nigga, he a fruity. I already know it. I tested him. He failed for the test. Boom. Send me a video. him getting his dick sucked. Okay, cool.
Oh,
so as I'm sitting there chilling with the brother, I'm like automatically, you know, I'm like, you know, okay, you know, that's the vibe check. To each his own. You don't know what a man is going to do, but what you can do is make sure that brother's safe. If you see by default by themselves that brother's not safe, then don't think that they're going to change and be safe for you. You got some people that like to play around, but they're going to be safe from start to finish, right? So now I'm paying attention to the vibe check of the brother. So I happened to go through the man's videos on the phone. Okay, it's some good shit. I was searching, too. He watching me go from this folder to that folder. He thinking it's funny, too. He like, oh, you ain't going to find it. Bing, found it. So I see this
He just let you go through his phone, this guy.
Yeah, because he didn't think I was going to find it. And then I had to go back in the phone to find what I found. So I go in and find this picture. Man, this man fucking me in raw. These different men now. That's a red flag. So I'm like, bro, I said, listen, because I'm going to tell you straight up. You know what I'm saying? I said, bro, you cannot sleep with me in raw, especially if you're not. Huh?
No, I'm here.
Especially if y'all not in a relationship, you don't know what this man is doing. You can't sleep with these men raw, bruh, period, right? So I tell the nigga, I'm like, okay, I know, you know, I'm like, I know I'm good, but in order for us to go anywhere, sideways, whatever, you need to go get tested, right? Because, you know, they got these drugs out now where people can have HIV, but it's undetectable because they take it in medicine, right?
They show that commercial like every other commercial now, too.
Exactly. So I'm telling him, I'm like, won't you go make sure you straight, da da da. We had a big falling out behind this. That further made me feel like, okay, you're undetectable, but you don't want to go get it done, right? So I'm like, I can't deal with you if you're not going to be safe. You know what I'm saying? Like, just pins down. You should know as a man, you always wrap your shit up. You can't play like that, right? Now, mind you, we went out one night. And when we went out, he had to go to work the next day. So he left a pair of shoes and an outfit and a pair of drawers and a belt at my house. That's what he left. So he was like, well, let me come get my stuff. And I was like, bro, go get tested. Like, you know, motivate yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like, do you want to walk around here like that? Da 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 da. Right? You know, I'm cool. You know, I'm a scrap on and do what I do. You know what I'm saying? Everybody know me. You know, that's the thing, the new people that don't know black, you think you're doing something. You know, black with the shit now, you know. black is with it. Okay. He don't want to do it. So then I'm sitting down with my family, bro, with my family. You understand me? Chilling. This nigga pops up to my house.
I don't just live nowhere.
I've been where I'm at for years. Don't yell it, da da da. You think it's okay? Da, 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 da. Give me my clothes.
Oh, he wanted his stuff. He wanted his stuff.
You one outfit and a pair of shoes. So I said, okay. So I'm finna check you in more ways than one.
Oh, man.
Go ahead, call the police. So I can put it on record that you can't come here no more, because that's automatic. They grant me an automatic restraining order on you, right? So I had to get him to put it on there. I went and got his little stuff. The black man say, that's all you had in there? You acting like that? Oh, man, they was laughing at this man so hard, how he was going, right? I didn't stop there, though, because how you came, my family is inside, nigga. My family.
Yeah.
My family is inside. You know what I'm saying? My baby daddy, my children, like, my family inside.
Oh, man, that's
what I'm saying. So, since you playing with my family, and I got a cold. Anybody know me? Anybody know black man? I know some people that know some people. I know some people that you ain't the only nigga that I done fuck with. You know what I'm saying? That not fuck with, but that dealt with, that, you know. So I keep everybody secret, but you done violated. I asked him nicely before I went there. I said, sir, please leave my house in the nicest way possible. Leave my house, man. I don't want to talk about that. Oh, da, da, da. You felt like you was going to make me do something. You did not think about nothing that I had on you. You went bananas outside. My neighbors hear you, da-da-da-da-da, just give my stuff, da-da-da. Call the police. All right, I'm about to deal with that with my neighbors, right? Cool.
Yeah.
I don't have shit like this popping off. I had to deal with this with my neighbors, no problem. When they left here, I text his best friend, which is a whole gangster. He a blood. I text his little side sling. I text the chick that got them, he had just separated with, that had been, he'd been with for 11 years, and I text his mama. I told every last one of them that the nigga was bisexual, and I said every last one of them pictures this nigga getting his dicks up. Now, you go and handle that, and you talk to them, and you lie your way out of this. But I made sure that I knew everybody that I talked to knew that there was no way that I could be lying. Everybody that I talked to knew it was no way to be lying. Now you deal with that. They calling me like the friend. But you called his mama. I said, and my family was in my house. You think I give a fuck about his mama?
Wow.
My family is in my house. So since you don't care about my family, I don't care about yours. So now you know your son is a, they call him a body boy. Now your son, now you know your son like his sunny side up. Like,
wow. Oh, man.
So here's what I'm saying. Listen,
what?
Y'all out here, y'all want to do what y'all want to do, great. But you can't be out here roughing and puffing like you hard when you know that a person can, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't play with nobody's family. I make sure that I have, anybody that I need to have ammunition on, I got it on. You close to me, if I need it, I got it. It's just business.
Yeah.
Nothing personal.
Yeah.
He did not know I could get in touch with almost none of the people other than two people. But I knew how to get in touch with everybody. Now you explaining to everybody, trying to get everybody to, like, now he just like, okay, I'm going to calm down. You got to explain to everybody that why your voice is in the video. Then he said, oh, it's just one time it happened. You got to explain to everybody that you a whole body boy because you wanted to play with my family. So the moral of the story is, don't play with my family.
Wow, that just went left, huh? Man, that was bad.
The moral of the story, and now he can't even reach out to me.
Damn.
You can't even call me. You can't text me. You can't do none of this. So do you know how much he getting ate up on the inside? Like, I strategically let him act a fool. They done told you, look, you can't call her, you can't text her, you can't pop up here no more. He was talking. They said, no, you be quiet and you listen. Now he can't do none of that. Now you in your head. Because everything that you had going on done been crumbled by me because you want to play with my family. I don't play about my children and my family. That's how my week went, because I was dealing with this, and this was boiling up, right? Now, the good news is that we finally got our 501c3 from the IRS.
Okay. All right.
We finally got our 501c3.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
So now we are tax-exempt on nonprofit organizations. And
okay.
I love
basically
it.
What that leads to.
Yeah, you was like,
yeah, I'm like, what's that? All right, I get it.
Oh, yeah. So we popping,
yeah.
Popping now. You know what I'm saying? We popping,
yeah.
Popping. That's the good news on that.
Yeah,
but so now we popping on that. You know what I'm saying? You got to win some and lose some. But I don't play about my family. Like, boy, it's, you know. And so when you know that you out here letting me bend you over, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, man. Wow. I guess you got to watch out. People say that about it.
When you out here get bent over, bro, and bending people over, you can't play with nobody. You can't do that, nah. You just can't do that. And his friend was like, so what's up with y'all? Nigga, we are nothing. Nigga, you could go ahead. You better save them. Because I ain't got time for it. Ain't nobody got time for none of that, honey. Y'all talk about that. I ain't on none of that.
Mm.
Mm-mm. I'm exposing the world. I'm exposing you. that's why I tell people, don't do nothing that you ain't. You see, I talk freely about what I like. You think I care about who don't like what I like? I don't care about that. Yeah. Y'all be trying to be people that y'all are not. Nigga, you can look me up and see I'm a beast. But
keep it a buck. Keep it a hundred.
That was my story time. Look, it's always a draw dropping story time. You never know when I'm a dropper.
I know. I was like, wow.
You never know when I'm with the shits because this is black.
Yeah,
and people always think, like, okay, black so cool and laid back. I am, but I'm nothing to be fucked up with. I can't even tell people enough that I'm nothing to be fucked up with. Like, I just do not fuck off with people. Like, I will take your secret with me to the next realm or or not. Right? So, yeah, let's jump into the world famous top up. Start it off. Go through the topic.
So let's do this.
Let me make sure that, let me get the trash out because that's what I'm going to do. I'm right here. I'm taking the phone with me. I just got you on mute, so you know I'm still here.
All right, cool. So, you know, so without further ado, you know what I'm saying, this is the world famous Chopped Up. So anybody out there that's new to the show, this is the part of the show where I get a chance to just talk my shit on different topics that was interesting throughout the week. You know what I'm saying? So this is the last Sunday of April. So, you know, the last Sunday of each month, you know what I'm saying, it's a whole episode of the world famous Chop Up, and so here we go. You know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna jump right into it. You know what I'm saying? Sports report right off the bat. Shout out to the NBA playoffs. You know, it's on and popping, man. The NBA playoffs is one of my favorite sporting events. You know, it ushers in the spring and it takes you all the way into the summer. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, what did they say, like 40 games and 40 nights? I think that used to be the phrase, you know, a couple years ago. But anyway, so let's get into it, man. So basically, I'm going to sum up, you know, we just had, you know, today's Sunday. So if you're listening to this, you know, we tape this show live every Sunday, you know, 8 p.m. and 10:30 p.m. Eastern time. So, you know, this Sunday, you know, I was just at the house, you know, just relaxing, got a chance to just see two games today. So, but before I even get into that, you know what I'm saying, I'm just going to shout out because I'm going to jump right into the matchups, the second round matchups, analyze each matchup, and, you know, I'll tell you what I think, you know what I'm saying. But shout out to, I just wanted to say, shout out to Steph Curry. You know, he has a 50, game 7. Beat Sacramento, you know what I'm saying? Sacramento had a great season. Shout out to Mike Brown, he won Coach of the Year. De'Aaron Fox is definitely a baller. DeMontis Sabonis, Monk off the bench, you know what I'm saying? They definitely got Malik Monk, I think that's his name. Yeah, Monk, I know is his last name. But they definitely, their future's bright in Sacramento, you know what I'm saying? So they have nothing to be ashamed of. It's the only thing is they're like, damn, you know, because the last game, last time Sacramento was really popping, and the reason why I am a, you know, Sacramento Kings fan somewhat, you know, I like to see them do well, because I remember those Chris Webber teams, you know, back in the early 2000s, the last time they had a game 7 was that epic series 2002, man, that's been like over 20 years now, but that was Chris Webber, you know what I'm saying, Mike Bibby, Doug Christie, Peja Stojakovic, Hedo Turkoglu, Vlade Divac, you know what I'm saying? So that was that team. I think, yeah, Rick Adelman was the coach, and they came up short to, you know, that was Shaq, that was the Shaq and Kobe era, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Phil Jackson, and, you know, that's how that went. They lost game 7. So, you know, and they lost another game 7 this time, but to Golden State Warriors. So at least if you're going to lose game 7, lose it to legends, you know what I'm saying? So back in the day, like I said, they lost to Shaq and Kobe. You know, in this era, they lost to Steph Curry. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that was the last first-round matchup. So now, like I said, I'm going to give you my NBA playoff second-round preview. So in the West, they already took game 1 of that series, but we have the Nuggets versus the Suns. So, of course, for the Nuggets, Denver Nuggets, you got Jamal Murray. You know what I'm saying? You know, a playoff performer, you know what I'm saying? He's coming off an injury. But the last time I really saw him and really became a fan was in the bubble. You know, Jamal Murray balled out that year in the bubble. And then, of course, they got the new big fundamental,
It's like Tim Duncan and like pass the torch, you know what I'm saying? But Nikola Jokic, you know what I'm saying? That dude's a baller, you know what I'm saying? Two-time MVP. You know, I think Joel Embiid should get the MVP this year. I don't know. I'm going to talk about that a little bit later. But anyway, you know, so you got the Denver Nuggets. And then you have the Phoenix Suns, man. So you got, you know, Chris Paul. You got Devin Booker. DeAndre Ayton. And then you have, of course, Kevin Durant. So, you know, Kevin Durant with the Suns. They, you know, they beat the Clippers to get here, you know what I'm saying? Clippers, of course, Kawhi was hurt, Paul George was hurt, and, you know, kind of like the red carpet was laid for them to get to the second round. But now, you know, Denver look like they ain't playing no games. So we'll see, you know, like I was saying this is Kevin Durant, you know what I'm saying? He's like they got a really good Charles Barkley commercial where it's like old Barkley talking to young Barkley, and the young Barkley is him in the Phoenix Suns uniform. You know, of course, way back, and I think that was probably 1993 when the Phoenix Suns went to the championship. And, you know, Charles Barkley won the MVP. They came up short to, of course, Michael Jordan and the 90s Chicago Bulls. But then see if Kevin Durant can replicate that this year with the Suns. So that's an awesome matchup, man. As far as who's going to win that series, I really couldn't tell you. I don't know, man. They can go either way. But Phoenix, you know, they're looking a little finesse. They're looking a little, you know, they can score, but they're looking a little soft. A little soft because I saw before Kawhi got hurt, Clippers was giving them some go. You know what I'm saying? And it leads me to believe if Kawhi didn't get hurt, and especially when they have Paul George, that could have been a different outcome. You know what I'm saying? Kevin Durant is a baller. Don't get me wrong, but you know he's got a slim frame. So, you know, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? So that's going to be interesting to see how that turns out. So, you know, that's one of the Western Conference matchups. Then the second Western Conference matchup, man, this is must-see TV, man. This is, you know what I'm saying, just a star-studded event, the Battle of California. You got, you know what I'm saying, L.A. versus San Francisco or San Francisco versus L.A., however you want to look at it. You know, they used to be in Oakland, but now, of course, you know, the Golden State Warriors, you know, since they start winning their championships, I guess they had to step their game up, and now they're in San Francisco, you know, where the money at. Shout out to the Bay Area. So this is going to be an awesome series, man. This is going to be an awesome series. We got LeBron versus Steph. That's always just classic. You know, you can put LeBron on the Cavs. Now LeBron's on the Lakers. You know, of course, the Cavs and the Golden State have some epic championship matchups, battles. So, you know, that's going to be just dope. So, of course, you know, the Warriors, you got Steph Curry, you got Klay Thompson, you got Draymond Green. Then you got the young guns, you know what I'm saying? You got Jordan Poole, Andrew Wiggins, Gary Payton Jr., you know, on his defense. And then the Lakers, man, you got LeBron and AD, you know what I'm saying? So LeBron, you know, I was kind of writing him off a little bit this season. I was like, man, is LeBron getting a little older? Is he, you know, still able to do it? Hey, man, I've been pleasantly surprised. I thought Memphis, you know, Ja Morant and them boys, Dylan Brooks, you know what I'm saying? Of course, Dylan Brooks talked a lot of shit, couldn't back it up. And, you know, what they say, you know, if you come for the king, you bet not miss. They missed. And LeBron, you know, just played it cool, you know what I'm saying, didn't get flustered, and just, you know, just another one bites the dust. You know, Lance Stephenson, I remember him with the Pacers talking shit to LeBron when he was in Cleveland, like, the first time around. You know, you had a lot of, you know, just people try to get a name or get a rep by, you know, coming at LeBron, and LeBron wasn't having it, man. So shout out to LeBron, man. That was a big-time win to beat upstart Memphis. You know, Memphis did have some injuries, but for them to shut that down and, you know, continue the legacy, man, that's awesome. And then the Lakers got a nice supporting cast now too, man. Ever since they made those trades at the deadline, they've been a whole different team. You got that white guy, Austin Reeves. He looks like a baller, man. You know, I just like his game. I like his demeanor. Got a lot of just young cats, man, on that team. You know, you got D'Angelo Russell back. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, he had a good game. I think that the closeout game, you know, yeah, man, it's going to be interesting to see, man. It's definitely going to be a chess match. That's going to be a good one, man. So Warriors, Lakers. Now, I am going to make a pick on this one, man. I think Golden State wins in six games. I think Golden State wins in six games, man. But we'll see. You know what I'm saying? I've been betting against the Lakers. Well, I don't bet. You know what I'm saying? You know, when it comes to gambling, I'm a sports guy. You know that. You know what I mean? If you've been listening to this show long enough, you know I'm a sports guy. But as far as betting, I used to, you know, in my younger days, I used to. But now I'm wiser now, and I came to the conclusion it's nice winning money, but I don't like losing money. You know what I'm saying? I hate losing money more than I like winning money. So that's why I don't bet. But anyway, but Golden State in six. That's my prediction. Then let's take it to the East. To the East, my brother, to the East. All right, so running this down, we got a 90s old-school gritty matchup, man. The Knicks versus the Heat. So first off, peace and shout-out to Miami Heat. Jimmy Butler, man. Jimmy M.F.ing Butler. You know what I'm saying? Put some respect on his name. You know what I'm saying? Took out Giannis in the Milwaukee Bucks. Giannis was a little gimpy, but, hey, man, it's the playoffs. No excuses, man. Everybody's a little gimpy, a little hurt. Took them out big time upset, man. The Milwaukee Bucks had the best record going into the playoffs. Giannis, of course, everybody, Giannis this, Giannis that. You know, Giannis won the championship a couple of years ago. But, man, put some respect. And I was not feeling the Miami Heat. You know what I'm saying? They barely got in. You know, they was a play-in team. And, man, Jimmy Butler, man, that whole, you know, Eric Spoelstra's the coach, you know, Pat Riley, you know what I'm saying? You know the culture, you know the vibes, man. So shout out to South Beach, Miami. But they are playing the New York Knicks, man. And shout out to the Knicks. They beat my Cleveland Cavs. That was another one. I was like, yo, I think the Cavs got it this year. I mean, I think the Cavs, you know, going to make a nice splash. You know, Donovan Mitchell been doing his thing. Evan Mobley, I thought was going to be a coming out party a little bit, you know what I'm saying? But I think I jumped the gun. Darius Garland, you know, I like what we have in Cleveland, but, you know, New York, man. Shout out to Jalen Brunson. Jalen Brunson's been a difference, man. That kid, man, from Villanova, and Villanova players gritty, man. And he fits the whole New York, you know, the vibe is there, man. So shout out to the Knicks, man. But you know, that's a throwback from the 90s, okay. Of course, back in the day. Yeah, I'm just going to wrap this up, and then we can get into some other stuff real quick. But, yeah, so, you know, the 90s teams back in the day, you know, everybody remembers, if you're a Hoops fan, you've been you know, you're of a bit of age. You remember that Alonzo Mourning, Larry Johnson fight back in the day, you know, Van Gundy was hanging on Alonzo Mourning's shoe. It was just crazy, man. So I love to see the Garden packed, you know what I'm saying, star-studded. The Heat did take game one today, but that's going to be an interesting series. That could go seven games. That could be a seven-game series. I'm going to say the Knicks. I'm going to say the Knicks in seven. You know what I'm saying? So that's that. And then lastly, we got the Celtics and the Sixers. You know what I'm saying? That kicks off tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? I believe Joel Embiid should be the league MVP. I don't know what's taking so long for them to announce it, but they should probably announce it this week. And then, you know, Joel Embiid and then the Celtics. You know, of course, you got Jason Tatum. You got Jaylen Brown. Shout out to Marietta, Georgia. You know, that's where Jaylen Brown's from, you know, representing for ATL. So that Boston Philly matchup, just another gritty, you know, East Coast matchup, man. So that can go either way too, man. I don't even know who I got in there. You know, Doc Rivers, you know, he needs to step up and show and prove and see if he can, you know, go further in the playoffs. So that is the second round matchups. Yeah, man, it's going to be awesome, man. Games every night, man, just good stuff. And also, too, while I'm on the sports report, shout out to Ime Udoka. You know, of course, You know, he was the Brooklyn Nets coach. No, what I'm talking about, Brooklyn Nets. The Brooklyn Nets flirted with him. He was the Boston Celtics coach last year. You know, the team that went to the finals and lost to Golden State. He was the coach.
Right.
Of course, he had the scandal. You know what I'm saying? He stepped out on Nia Long. Bad situation. Shit went left. They end up parting ways. But he has found a new gig. The Houston Rockets, man, they got a young upstart team. I think he's perfect for them. So I'm glad he's back because he's an awesome coach, man. So, you know, glad he got the
I wanted to
him.
Talk about this topic, and that's crazy because that's going to be my first topic.
Oh, let's talk about it. So go ahead. You know, Sam, so you already know. You know, what you've been tripping on this week. You know what
so
I'm saying?
So the whole situation with him and Nia Long, right? The mistress is allegedly some white woman. And they're showing sympathy to the white woman. But Stephen A. Smith went off so bad, right, when they talking about this. They're like, nobody has respect for the black woman. Did y'all think about Nia Long when y'all decided to do a press conference? This is what shows you how messed up these white folks is. You know what I'm saying? These racist white folks. Because he was sleeping with – and the white girl, she dealing with somebody in the organization that they was in.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's why it came out, because he wanted to destroy the head coach. And they down here like, come on to the South. You don't need to be up there anyway. You know what I'm saying? You messing with somebody in the organization, this white, ugly-ass chick, and they giving her sympathy, but nobody thought about Nia Long and what that would do with Nia Long to put that out there. And Stephen A. Smith just went in on them folks. Like, Nia Long is the only one. And Nia Long made a post. She said, the best revenge is no revenge. Move on, be happy. Nia Long is being sweet about it. Nia Long shares a child with the coach as well. So she had just moved from California to New York to support him in his career. And again, for me, I just feel like you can be successful, but at times you may feel like, okay, well, I'm going to get a man and I'm going to be supportive of him. Ladies, focus on what y'all doing out there in this world, because you never know what a man doing, and you're not going to don't let a man make you look bad out here. Don't do it. You know what I'm saying? You never know what a man got going on. And here you are being supportive. He got you on his arm. And he out here dealing with some white trash that some white thug couldn't take the fact that this black coach was dicking down somebody that he was in love with. Your dick wasn't good enough. And she was in love with a black man. And so they wanted to expose him. So, I mean, shout out to Nia Long for being extremely classy about that situation. Well, I really love how she was silent for a while, and everybody came to Nia Long's defense. Everybody was supportive of Nia Long because, one, she didn't ask for that, and two, men cheat every day, B. Who gets a press conference about what they did? You know what I'm saying? So, again, you know, he found a new home. He's in Texas now. They like, come on, Texas, like, come on, you shouldn't have been up there with them white folks anyway. And it's just more and more that I'm starting to see, like the veil, there's no veil. You know what I'm saying? And here's the thing that's happening in America. They're trying to stop people from getting independent money, but at the end of the day, more and more black people are starting to do business with black people. Look how they laid off Don Lemon, and they laid off the other reporter as well. Well, CNN laid off Don Lemon, and they still had, I think, about, what, $25 million, I think he's suing them for, that's on the table. And that's because he had an interview with what the man was, a Jewish or something, and he was talking reckless to him. Like, but he was a journalist, that he was doing what he had to do. They didn't like that. They fired him, and I think he signed for BET for, like, $52 million or something.
Well, he's a
Don Lemon is now with BET, yeah.
That's right down the alley. All right.
So now it's like you left and you made all of this money. You know what I'm saying? Like, they picked you up. Like more and more of our people are starting to look out for our people. You feel me? And the fact is that they cannot stand this divide, because honestly, the black folks are really what's keeping all of this shit going. And when you lose the black money, you have no money at all. You now have to get creative to figure out how to get the black dollar, because what our people don't get is that our dollar is what pushes this economy, because black people always want to go get the flyest thing, the newest thing. They support what's cool. So I'm seeing it happening more and more that our people are sticking up for our people, and they're losing the black dollar. You know what I'm saying? Because of the bullshit that they're doing. And it's absolutely crazy, but
Well,
shout out to Mia Long for being classy.
Yeah, before we switch to the next topic, you know, like you said, shout out to Mia Long for being classy about it. I'm glad it didn't mess up her bag. You know, she, you know, because she had two big time performances that came, you know, from her like franchise from what was it, the Best Man? I didn't see it yet, but or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I know they did a reboot of that. You know what I'm saying? So I'm glad that didn't get messy because you know she's doing press and everything to promote that. And then she had an awesome role. I can't think of the name of the movie, but the Netflix movie with her, Eddie Murphy, Lauren London. She did an excellent job. You know what I'm saying? So. Shout out, man. You know, we gotta protect our black queens out there, man, especially, you know, the ones that's been doing it for so long. So, what else you tripping on? You know what I'm saying? What else
Chance the Rapper. Rapper and his wife, they've been in and out of the news. I know at the very beginning when Chance the Rapper was getting hot, him and his then baby mother, they was going through it. They broke up. She was going through child support. They ended up getting back together. He ended up marrying her as well. It's cheaper to keep her, all right? So Chance the Rapper was out, celebrating his birthday at Carnival or something, and he was just having a good time as a man. The girl was twerking on him. The girl was twerking on him. Yeah, and he danced and he was having a good time. And the media's like, you a married man, and you shouldn't be this way, and da-da-da. And, you know, of course, the wife came with some statement about growing up. But they said that the marriage is fine after all of that is said and done. People are going to always make up something and make it seem bigger than what it is. And going through the motions with Chance the Rapper, like, yeah, he married, but he's still human. So, like, you can't have fun being married.
That just
out there
show
fucked
me.
Up.
Man, you know what I'm saying? People out there, I mean, I don't know what carnival that was at. You know what I'm saying? Probably in the Caribbean somewhere. But, you know, shout out to the West Indian Day Parade every Labor Day. That's like, that's the vibes. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the vibes. You know, Trini, that was probably like some Trinidadian doing that Trini wind on him or whatever. But that's the vibes. You know what I'm saying? You know. Trinidad's gonna come, all the islands come for that. You know what I'm saying? You got Trinidad, you got Jamaica, you got Barbados, you got Haiti. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the vibes. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
So yeah, he's married, but he's still a human, and
exactly.
I really wish people would stop trying to computerize grown folks. That man was celebrating his birthday. He was fucked up. He was having a good time. Let the man be. You know what I'm saying? The story died down. I think people was just shocked to see him out there like that. He was turned. I love to see it. Shout out to Quavo and Chloe Bailey. Chloe Bailey is one of the sisters that signed to Beyonce's label. She did just drop a album, and it didn't do good in sales for the initial drop, but she's badass, right?
And they're saying that it's
because of the lack of promotion and things like that. But her and Quavo have been spotted out. Quavo is one-third of the Migos, and Quavo seems to like up-and-coming, you know, young ladies in the music industry. Quavo was the one that was with Sweetie, and then that ended a little messy, and he's been chilling. So he's been spotted out quite a few times with Chloe Bailey, and she's beautiful, might I ask. So we're going to see how that goes and see, you know, what's happening with that part. Kind of cute.
I'll say this. I know her album didn't do well, but, man, and she was only in one episode. Shout out to The Swarm. That's the TV show she was in. It came out, you know, probably about a month and a half ago, another Donald Glover production, you know what I'm saying? So it was like kind of like, you know, his next thing that he did since at the Atlanta series ended. But Chloe Bailey, man, she had a nice scene. It was like the first episode with my dude from Snowfall, my dude Franklin from Snowfall, man. So shout out to Chloe Bailey, man. Even though she was only in one episode, She did a thing in that, so you know what I'm saying. I just wanted to shout her out with that because I can see you know, I don't know about the music thing, but I can see her more as an actress, man. I think she's got a future. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
Yeah.
So that's cool beans. And then, okay, so let's talk about this. We touched on it at the very beginning. You know, the government is trying to stop all social media platforms from paying regular people because regular people don't want to go back to work. You know what I'm saying? And it's harder to start your own business versus getting paid for reels and things like that. So the Red Table Talk and all of the Facebook original series have been disbanded, and they will no longer be on Facebook. More reason to leave Facebook the hell alone. So a lot of people are leaving Facebook and TikTok because they are not paying you anymore. I didn't hear that TikTok had stopped paying you, but, you know, being that they're trying to put the pressure on them to ban TikTok, TikTok has to make some changes so that they can stay prevalent. And Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube were the top people that were paying people, and that's why people had all of this money and they weren't going back to work. Well, Facebook and Instagram stopped paying people, and they have TikTok in court for some erroneous charges trying to get them to, you know, ban TikTok. And that will only leave YouTube, and YouTube is with the bullshit as well because they have a short program, but the short program doesn't really pay a lot unless you're, like, going super viral all the time. So the long-form content, they're not really pushing the long-form content. They're giving you, you know, just it's a mess. So people are coming over to YouTube, but YouTube is a mess. They've already seen that they could get this money. They haven't, you know, you coming over to YouTube, if you haven't already been at YouTube, pushing YouTube, it's a little bit harder to get on with YouTube than you would think with Facebook and so on and so forth. But a lot of people are leaving Facebook when it comes to content creation, and Instagram when it comes to content creation, because they stopped paying people. So they've seen, like, a spike in usage, and now, you know, they're not seeing that. And then Facebook is being sued for sharing people's information, so it's not really going how they want to go. So I'm really paying attention to how this is going to affect the social media and how that's going to be how that's going to be played out.
Well, in the words of Suge Knight, you know what I'm saying, I think OnlyFans and Twitter is, like, you know what I'm saying, come to death row. OnlyFans and Twitter, man, that's a winning
Twitter
combination.
But Twitter not paying you.
Like,
I don't think Twitter's
No. What I'm trying to say is this. Twitter, Twitter's for the promotion, and OnlyFans pays you. That's the G. That's the game.
Oh, well, yeah. So I don't know what they're going to be doing. I don't know. Somebody has to come out of the woodworks with the bull, because everybody's like, I'm disbanding Facebook. I've been seeing that so much, and I'm just like, yeah, keep going. So when they take your money away, you don't continue to support them by still supporting their shit when they're getting paid for you being on their platform, but they can't pay you to be on their platform. Yeah, you know, I'm really watching this to see, you know, because the awareness and being awoke is the veil is gone. So pay attention to that. So the white, crabby patty, old wrinkled bitch that lied on Emmett Till has died. Ding dong, the bitch is dead. She's dead. They wasn't pressing charges on her. She had admitted in her last days that she lied about the whole Emmett Till situation. They didn't press charges because they was like, the bitch is already 1 foot in and 1 foot out. And, you know, she's gone. So kudos to that. Congratulations, Hell has earned an angel. And that's some positive news. RIP to Jerry Springer.
Let's talk about this for a minute.
Jerry Springer is every household. Like, before anybody was doing it, Jerry Springer was doing it. He had the most ratchet, the most crazy, the most outlandish.
Rest in peace to Jerry Springer, host of Ratchet USA. That's what I wrote down.
Right, like, you know, like, you didn't know what you were going to see on Jerry Springer. And the way he had the words, and he had them fighting. But that's when shit was good. That's when we had girls going wild. We had Uncle Luke, Freak Show, you know. We had some stuff on TV.
And here's the thing. They took away all of this good stuff, this nourishing, heterosexual thing, to put all this gay shit on TV. So it's like, you know, like, you went from great to bad. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, you don't want to show
this stuff, but you want to show this bullshit. So, but shout out to Jerry Springer.
I can't front. I got to say this one thing. Yo, shout out to Jerry Springer. But all right, only because of the I guess, how the story you said went left with the dude. With the dude and his whole situation. That was kind of reminiscent, you know what I'm saying?
That would have been on Jerry Springer for sure. That's an epic Jerry Springer moment.
That story earlier. Yes.
That's an epic Jerry. Listen. My whole life is Jerry Springer, right? My whole life is like I be chilling in my cut in my den, and then a motherfucker want to come and throw a smoke bomb and bring me out my den, and then I come and wreck shit and then go back in my den. That's my life. You know what I'm saying? Because, see, that's the thing. People will think that you a punk. People think that you a punk because you don't come out your den. You know what I'm saying? People think you stop because you chilling. But I'm chilling because I know I'm crazy. So why?
Oh, yes.
Jerry Springer, that's Uncle Jerry. And then you got people like, how are y'all praising, you know, and honoring Jerry, but then y'all didn't honor Kevin Samuels? Man, if you don't get the hell out of here with this undercover fruitcake. Fuck out of here. They're two different type of people. Yeah. But shout out to Jerry, man. I'm pretty sure that there's going to be reruns and some great stuff, and hopefully they get back into the ratchetness, man, because Uncle Jerry Uncle Jerry was the shit. All right, so
he had a run.
I don't know. This is, I don't know if I want to talk about that. Okay. Swizz Beatz has been talking about a versus between Nicki Minaj and Lil' Kim.
Ooh.
Yeah. Ooh.
What's up? What's going on?
Now,
we had a versus.
Listen. For y'all that don't really know Lil' Kim and so I'm going to say this.
Talk about it.
New York rappers, they get hyped up from their people because New York, listen, there's no other type of fans like New York fans. They going to hype that shit up. They going to go hard for their people. They going to do what they got to do. Let's just
That's
put
true.
That out there. But Lil'
That's
Kim
true.
Is not an underrated rapper. You got to know Lil' Kim back in the fucking 1998, 1996. Oh, and another one.
95,
I know
she
came
on the scene.
Handle that shit like a real.
Yeah, she caught a lot of females out here.
And another one. Listen,
hardcore is free game. It was free game. Well, you know, it wasn't free game. You had to pay for the CD at the time. But yes, she gave a lot
but
of game.
The you know what I'm saying? The new age don't really know about that Lil' Kim shit.
That's
why I'm you know what I'm saying?
Between the two, man, because. You know, the Nicki Minaj, she held down from 2010 to 2020. That was her era. That was her time. You know what I'm saying? But now with the game now, it's switched up. So now Nicki Minaj is old school now. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
Exactly. Look, Kim still out here doing what she do. And Nicki Minaj got bars, too. So, you know, Nicki finna hit you with these ad-libs. That's crazy.
Yeah, her feature game.
Nicki finna motherfucking go bananas with her shit.
Yeah.
Like, that
10-year run she
had.
You know what I'm saying? So, it's 90s. It's the 90s. Or it's that 2010, 2020. Yeah, I can see that. And that's Brooklyn versus Queens. Oh, man. You know what I'm saying? So, rest in peace to Biggie, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, you got Biggie, she'll probably bring out Puff, Mace, you know what I'm saying? Anybody from that era, that old school bad boy vibe. And then, you know, of course, with Nicki, you know, you got Wayne, you got Drake. So, yeah, that would be nice, man, for the culture. I would like to see that.
I would love it. I would tune into that.
That's a win-win for both, too.
Shout out to my boy Tory Lanez. I'm still riding with him.
Hold on. Give me the Yo, I want to know the news, because you know, I know you've been like, you've been on this story from jump, you know what I'm saying, Tory Lanez.
I told
info.
Y'all from jump,
I get
didn't
it from
do it,
life.
I told y'all. Mm-hmm. I told you, nigga, I told you. Yeah, like Boosted Order. Listen, so, of course, he has hired, like, some of the best lawyers, right, to fight his case. And he dismissed his other lawyers, like, thankfully so. So they sent his DNA to the highest, you know, DNA center. And so they're saying that the DA manipulated his results by saying it was inconclusive when they said that it is 100% excluded. So Tory Lanez has been going, you know, on. They've been recording him and posting videos on his page in reference to this. Everybody knew that Tory was innocent. That's why everybody was so shocked that they still railroaded him the way that they did. And that's why everybody is still silent, because he is going for a new trial, and they don't want to speak on the evidence that they truly have, because, you know, the devil works hard. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, they on demon time on the other squad, and they doing, when I see her go in that court, when I see Megan Thee Stallion go in that courtroom with that purple suit on, I knew she was on demon time.
Why? Because she had a purple suit on? What was the color? The color?
No, that's on a spiritual aspect. Yeah, color is everything.
Okay.
You don't even know.
No, but, I wanted to be educated on it. What you saw, that, you know what I mean?
And I told you that before, but everybody knows that Tory Lanez is innocent. But for the sake of Megan's image, they had to have found him guilty for the sake of Megan's image. So, you know.
But now let me ask you a question in reference to that, though. Because I know you've been following this a little bit, you know, you know, you've been on top of this. So the question that I have is this, because in one part, you know, when his father was, you know, all mad and stuff, you know what I'm saying, because, of course, that's his son, but he was found guilty, and they said the sentencing was supposed to be, because I think all this happened in, what, January? And I think he was supposed to get sentenced in, like, February, and then it got pushed back, and then, what is it, got pushed back again? Because basically he was just waiting on sentencing, right?
He was, but then he hired a new attorney.
And they doing some stuff, because, you know, I haven't heard nothing about it, so I guess it keeps getting pushed
back.
Yeah,
they're going for a new trial. That's what they're going
for,
a new trial.
Okay. Wow, all right.
So
yeah.
The DA is trying to fight them from having a new trial. They're saying because he called Kelsey phone apologizing, but they don't know what he's apologizing for. Like, and that's the thing. For those that know what he's apologizing for, they're not saying anything. You know what I'm saying? They just like, okay, you know, okay. But you think he's apologizing for what happened? He's apologizing for sleeping with Kelsey. He's apologizing for causing conflict between Kelsey and Meg. Why you think they gave Kelsey immunity? Use your brain. Okay, so he has hired I think this is the man that got Kelsey Anthony off. Kelsey Anthony. Kelsey Anthony is the girl from Florida that killed her daughter and she got away with it.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So designer. You heard about this designer story.
No, Black, you put me on, so I'm riding shotgun, so go ahead. I didn't know nothing about this.
Okay, so there's a rapper designer. Okay, a rapper designer. I'm going to read you his statement. He was accused of masturbating while sitting in first class on a Delta flight. They said a jar of Vaseline dropped into the aisle as he was getting up to switch seats, and they assumed he was masturbating, okay? And
what
he has been charged a jar of Vaseline.
Okay.
So they assumed he had been masturbating. Of course, they looked at footage and they charged him. So, of course, if they charged him, hey.
he made a statement, and designer, for y'all that don't know, he's the one that came out with Panda.
He sound like a Future, like a New York Future.
And I don't even know what he's doing, but he's still relevant. So I don't know what he's doing as of now, but definitely still relevant. So he put out a statement. He says, for the past few months, I have not been okay, and I have been struggling to come to terms with what is going on. While overseas for a concert I performed at, I had to be admitted to the hospital. I was not thinking clearly. They gave me meds, and I had to hop on a plane home. I am ashamed of my actions that happened on the plane. I landed back to the States and am admitting myself into a facility to help me. I will be canceling all of my shows and my obligations to further notice. Mental health is real, guys. Please pray for me. If you're not feeling like yourself, please get help. So he's admitting to it, and he's saying that he's having mental issue problems. And that's, it sounds like that came from his PR or whoever's with him. But he's saying that his mental problems
exposure
and him being hot. But, you know, you can get on the medicines and you get horny on the plane and you can't fight it. So I've taken some wine and got so hot on the plane. It was like, why am I so horny? I ain't gonna lie. You know, I mean, I've done it before, you know. But he's saying that he's getting help and his mental issues was why he was masturbating in first class on a Delta flight.
Oh,
and tomato, tomato. Okay, rest in peace, Harry Belafonte.
Yeah.
He was a singer, actor, and civil rights activist. He was 96 years old. Rest in heaven. He's 96. He did his time here. Okay. It is what it is. So salute to him. You know, I did not know.
Mm-hmm.
I did not know the comedian Jazzy. Watch that. She's a beautiful comedian. From Miami. I didn't know her and Cam Newton was in a relationship today. I found that out like a couple days ago.
Who are you talking about?
Her name is Watch Jazzy. You can find her on Instagram, Watch Jazzy, JAZZY. She's absolutely beautiful. I just did not. She's the one that was, she made a video talking about how she caters to her man every need. He doesn't want for anything. She makes sure he's okay. She, you know, she's one of those very submissive women, right? I didn't know her and Cam Newton was in a relationship, which is wild. Because, you know, he had been with the chick that he had all the kids with.
Yeah, I haven't seen her in a minute.
Yeah.
Watch Jazz.
Yeah, well, she's been in a relationship with Cam Newton for a minute. After she was the chick that he had the kids with separated, she got in a relationship with him.
Yeah, she's funny, too. She's beautiful and funny, yeah.
Yeah, that's like, okay.
That's what's up, man, Cam. All right, shout out to Cam Newton. And shout out to Cam Newton, too. You know, he released, like an Instagram post showing that he's willing to be a backup. You know, he listed about 10 quarterbacks that he wouldn't mind backing up for because he should still be in the league. You know, I don't know if he's a starter anymore or he could maybe, you know, with in the right situation or whatever, but he already had a couple of chances to kind of reboot his career. It didn't go well as a starter, but he is saying that he is willing to become a backup. The only thing is with a Cam Newton, he's such a personality that it's tough to hold the clipboard. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you got celebrity relationships and stuff like this, and now you're a backup. So we'll see what happens, you know, in this upcoming season. But, you know, a big shout out to Cam Newton, man. You know, always been a big fan of Cam, you know what I'm saying, as far as his football, you know, career.
What's up with Antonio Brown? Like, they was trolling him. I think he said that he signed to somebody, and they was trolling him on Twitter. You know, Twitter's your thing. Did you see anything about that, Antonio Brown?
Let me see if I can Google it real quick, because he's been on a low, you know what I'm saying? But ever since, but see, you know what it is? I'm going to tell you from my point of view. I'm going to see if I can see what you're talking about, who he signs real quick. But in the meantime, while I take a look here, Antonio Brown bugged out, you know what I'm saying? Like, his last game, of course, yeah, it was with Tom Brady, you know, with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, you know, like about 2 years ago. And he just, like, at the end of the game or before the game even ended, he ran out on the field, took off all his pads, and just left. You know what I'm saying? So after that, you know, like, he's been very toxic, you know what I'm saying? So I don't know. Because even my wife, you know, she asked, she's like, yo, did he get signed? We've been watching, like, the draft. Let me just see. Antonio Brown, former Bucks wide receiver Antonio Brown, announces he's returning to the NFL with new team. Okay. Ending his retirement to join the Ravens. And it raises some. Oh, okay. No, it's a good chance. Oh, he might have signed with the Ravens.
But they were trolling the hell out of him.
They're trolling him because they're saying they don't know if it's true. It might be capped, so I don't know. But basically, I don't know. You know, so shout out to Lamar Jackson. You know what I'm saying? He just signed his deal. I don't count other people's money. You know what I'm saying? He didn't get the guarantee that he was looking for, but the way they structured it is a very nice deal. It made him the highest paid player ever. So, you know, of course, now that the Ravens, they got, you know, they got Lamar Jackson signed to a 5-year deal. They just signed shout out to Odell Beckham. Odell Beckham got a nice bag with Baltimore. So it could be, you know, I think that might be a little bit much. You know, you already got Odell Beckham, who's a, you know, quote-unquote diva wide receiver. And to bring another one, Antonio Brown, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. That might be too much to deal with, you know what I'm saying? I would, at this point, go with Odell Beckham, even though Odell Beckham's injury prone. It's just Antonio Brown, when he's right, he's a Hall of Famer, you know what I'm saying? He should be a first ballot Hall of Famer. Just all the extra antics, it just weighs on people after a while. And that's why, you know, ever since the Steelers, him and the Steelers, when he was a young wide receiver, really, you know, trying to prove himself, he was great. Once he got the bag and got the money and got the glam and got the glitz, it kind of went to his head a little bit. And I rock with it. You know, I'm like, do you. But, you know, the football, NFL, they always say not for long. You know what I'm saying? So, like, if you do got to, you know, you got to play it. You got to play the game. You got to politic a little bit in football. You know what I'm saying? It's not like basketball where you can kind of, it's like a player's league and you can kind of, you know, football is a little bit more streamlined. So we'll see. You know, we'll see. But shout out to Baltimore. They had another, they drafted another young receiver in the draft, and I think it's going to be pretty good. So, yeah.
So, first of all, shout out to me because I've been on the show the whole night. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, shout out to you, Black. And you come with some awesome topics. So shout out to you, Black. You know, that's what I'm
You know, this is, so this is Mo thing, but Mo been slacking a little bit on these topics at the end of the week. Like, look, when your topic, you got 30 minutes by yourself, and you don't feel your whole 30 minutes. So you better
wait,
take
hold
the topic
on, Black. Hold on,
from
Black.
Your thing.
It'd be like 50 minutes.
No,
and I'm
no, like, I hand it over. I literally hand it over to you at 10.
30 minutes.
You
nah,
got 30
I,
minutes to 10 to hold the show down, and your ass be getting out early. But because I didn't come back with Mo, look, you better take the topics from your Tuesday show and bring them over here. Look, you got 30 minutes. Yes. So guess what? When it's my time to hold down the show, I hold down the whole show.
I see that. Yeah, and I'm working on some things too. So, yeah, I feel you on that. So,
But shout out to me for riding this out because
yeah,
I did my homework.
You.
I owed you.
You did. I took my hat off. You know what I'm saying? So let me see. Yeah. So
I got one more topic and then you can take over because it's like what 10-15 minutes. So I got one more topic, y'all. Guess who Summer Walker been seen out with, child? Little Meech, Big Meech from the BMF. His son, Little Meech. He's now an actor. He's on with 50 Cent. Oh, and shout out to 50 Cent. This man just bought a 985,000 square foot fucking TV studio and filming motherfucking set. 985,000. Shout out to 50.
Where did he get it? Where is it at?
I don't know. He didn't say it. He just did the fix. I follow 50. And he just said, you know, this is where his new thing is.
That's
stepping up, taking his power back, because guess what? Now you don't have to you can get a contract to deal with certain people, but he's dealing with the stars and all of these people. Like, he's like, y'all done played with me too much. So he sat back and he collected all his money, and now he's doing his own studio. He's doing his own thing. Like, 50 a beast. But Summer Walker is with Lil Meek.
Real quick, I was going to say 50 Cent is the hood Tyler Perry. Tyler Perry laid the blueprint, and 50 Cent is
doing it. Yeah, I see somebody say 50 Cent create the shows that we wish Tyler Perry would have made. I feel like, I said, you know what? These people have no chill whatsoever. But check it out, right? Summer Walker is with Little Meech. Now, not only does Little Meech act on the show in reference to his father, but he got this thing, like, he was viral because his thing was so big, his manhood was so big. So he has been out seeing multiple times on FaceTime with Summer Walker. We don't know what's coming out about that, honey. But, you know, Summer Walker, she came out, London on the Track brought Summer Walker out. She had a child with London on the Track. They separated. Then she got with her other guy friend that she had dating before London on the Track, went back to him. They had a set of twins. And now they separated. Oh, I got a fire topic, too. Why, listen, no. Before you say something, I'm going to explain this. But this topic is going to be next week's topic, right? Okay, so, and then, you know, now she's moving on. Now, the next spiritual conversation. So I'm going to tap y'all with it a little bit, right? Now, as I'm just explaining to you how Summer Walker has been in these relationships, they did work, she move on. She have a kid, she move on. Why is it that supposedly Christian folks can go from one marriage to the next marriage to the next marriage to the next marriage, have children in every relationship, and nothing is said because they were married? Why is that?
Well, hold on.
Now, look at Kiki Wyatt. Kiki Wyatt has 11 kids. She's been married, five times?
That's Cleveland, too, I think. Yeah, she's from Cleveland.
Like, five times, six times, who knows? She got children from each one of her husbands, but it's okay because she was married to each one of them while she had those kids. So what's the difference? Why would you want to go and get married and tie yourself to somebody if you don't know if it's going to work? But women like Summer Walker and so on and so forth, when you got multiple kids and multiple baby daddies, it's so much to say about that. It shows you. Look at Kiki Wyatt. She on what? How many times she done been married, honey? I got to see. We're going to talk about this next week.
Go ahead,
how many times has Kiki Wyatt been married? Hold on.
Many times has she? Yeah. But you know what? I mean, why are you looking this up? I think that's a, you know what?
It popped right up, too.
Oh, okay. So go ahead.
This one, looks like it's old. Let me put the current year in here, 2023. Okay. So that's February. How many times has she been married? Okay, Zach Wright. So it says she has been married three times, one from 2000 to 2009. That's 9 years. Then immediately after that, 2010 to 2017. Then immediately after that, 2018 to current. So they're saying she's been married three times with 11 kids. Now, she has three marriages with 11 kids, and that's perfectly fine. But yet, and they still marrying her ass too, might I add. And she don't put no time in between her marriages. None. But it's perfectly fine. But if somebody is in a relationship and they don't work out and they move on, why is that frowned upon? Like, why?
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
I'll give you my point of view. I'm not saying this right.
No, give it to me next week. We're going to talk about it next week.
Oh, okay. So we're going to hold off on that. All right. Yeah, so. Save that topic. Make sure. You know what I'm saying? Make sure that that's the topic. So, you know what I'm saying? Because I think that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're gonna talk about that.
I'm going to give you the flow back. I rolled out with you. You got 11 minutes. You can take it from there.
That's what's up. That's what's up, Black. So, yeah, shout out to Black, man. She definitely did
you know, come through, and we was driving this whole world famous chop up, you know what I'm saying, this last show of April, you know what I'm saying. Like I said, once again, shout out to May 1st as of midnight. So I'm going to get a quick review, man. First, couple of quick reviews in, man, to close the show out. So first off, shout out to Snowfall. Man, it went out with a bang, man. So, you know, if you haven't seen it, spoiler alert, close your ears because I'm about to talk about it. I'm about to chop it up real quick. So, you know, it's been, you know, talked about, you know what I'm saying, this last week. You know, the series finale was not this past Thursday, but the Thursday prior, I believe. But basically, it went out with a bang, man. So, you know, long story short, you know, for the people out there, just set it up, Franklin Saint, that's his name. And basically, it's kind of like a rags to riches story, you know, entrepreneurial, but he was getting it, you know, he was getting it the best way he knew how, man, which was the drug game. You know what I'm saying? One of those situations where he would have been a great, you know, businessman if he went to college or whatever. He did go to college, but something went left, and, you know, he had to kind of find his own way. And, you know, it's a story that he came up with, like, family members, you know what I'm saying? Of course, his mother didn't approve at first, and then he started making a lot of money and, you know, and started helping her out. So she kind of, you know, kind of like, even though she didn't approve of it, she kind of, you know, became with it. Then, of course, he had his uncle. His uncle, shout out to Jerome. Jerome is the character of his uncle. You know, he's the big dude with the curl. You might have seen some memes about him. Jerome, all he wanted to do was sell his weed and lift weights. You know what I'm saying? He didn't really want to get into this whole cocaine thing and cocaine and cooking up the recipe and making crack and all that. That wasn't how he was looking at it. Now, at the time, Jerome had his girlfriend who became his wife, Louie. You know what I'm saying? Aunt Louie. You know what I'm saying? She was Franklin's aunt by marriage. Aunt Louie, she was with the shits. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, long story. And then, of course, you got Teddy, right? Teddy was a CIA guy who, you know, power just went to his head. Ego went to his head. He thought he was James Bond. So they all got tangled up. And Teddy was the connect, getting all these drugs. And Franklin, you know, ever since he got the recipe, you know what I'm saying, he just became a kingpin. So anyway, fast forward to probably like, what, because it's six seasons. So fast forward to, what, season five, Franklin's worth like $70 million. He's doing it big. Now, you know, he's taking his dirty money and he's cleaning it up. You know, he's buying buildings in downtown L.A. He want to get out, man. He's like, I've been there, done that. He's like, he's got a private jet. You know, he actually knows how to fly his own jet. You know, he's got his own plane. You know, Franklin's doing it. But he wants to get out. But Teddy was like, nah, bro. I was like, you know, say long story short, Teddy's looking like, wow, nah, man, I made you. I'm the reason why you got this. So Franklin's like, don't matter, man, I'm out. But the thing Franklin didn't do was put his money in different places. And Teddy knew where his money was. So when Franklin wanted to get out, guess what? Teddy took the money, $70 million, just gone, right? So Franklin's like, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that was the end of season five. So season six, which is his final season, was all about Franklin, you know, getting his money back and getting with Teddy to get his money back. Long story short, he finally finesse it. Get to the point where he's about to get his money back, and his mom. I don't want to give it away just in case you do watch it. But his mom's kind of blow the whole thing up. But you know, moral of the story, it's all different types of angles you can look at it. You know what I'm saying? But it was just excellent, man. I like the fact that I will say this: that he didn't die, and he didn't go to jail. But you know, some old demons, because his father was an alcoholic. You know, was a former Black Panther, got us, turned his life around, and maybe that was one of the reasons why Franklin's mother did what she did. But it all comes full circle, you know what I'm saying? So just an excellent series, man. Shout out to John Singleton. This was his last project before he passed. You know, nobody told stories, L.A. stories like John Singleton. Of course, Boys in the Hood, Poetic Justice. Yeah, man. So just shout out to John Singleton. Baby Boy, of course. You know, definitely just one of the greats to ever do it, man. And like I said, nobody can tell a L.A. story like John Singleton, man. Put Ice Cube in the game. You know what I'm saying? Who saw that coming? You know what I'm saying? Ice Cube and Boys in the Hood. And then, you know, Ice Cube started his Hollywood career, you know, transitioning from rap to acting. But all because of, you know, Tyrese he put in the game. Lot of people, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to John Singleton, man. Definitely was an excellent series. I definitely give it a thumbs up, man. Definitely check it out if you get a chance. Man, 6 seasons, just binge watch it. It's on Hulu. It's an FX series, but it's on Hulu. You know, if you have that, stream it. You won't be disappointed, man. Nice history lesson, too. You know what I'm saying? So that was that. As far as music, shout out to 38 Special. I just stumbled upon this album, man. But so I'm going to give a quick review, man. 38 Special, man, he's a rapper out of Rochester, New York. Just raw, man. He's kind of down with Griselda a little bit, but not really. You know what I'm saying? But they got like a nice connection. But he's got a new album called Gunsmoke. Shit is dope, man. Eight tracks. It just go hard in the paint, man. He's definitely, you know, one of my favorite, like, you know, just new wave New York rappers. And he's not from one of the boroughs. Like I said, like this whole New York connection, you know, with Griselda coming out of Buffalo, you know what I'm saying, which is way upstate. Buffalo's by Toronto, you know what I'm saying? And then you got Rochester, New York, that's upstate too, you know what I'm saying? You got Stone God Cooks from Syracuse. You know, you got all this, you know, I'm a New Yorker, but, you know, I'm by way of Cleveland, of course. But, you know, I'm Brooklyn, Manhattan, Queens, Harlem, Bronx, you know what I'm saying? Like, I haven't ventured out into upstate New York like that, man. But I like the wave. But definitely, man, it's a dope album, man. I like it, man. 38 Special, Gunsmoke, man, just from top to bottom, short and sweet, 8 tracks. It just sounds like New York, you know what I'm saying? It's just like, just the cadence. It's just raw and gritty, man. So shit that I like when I listen to my New York rap-ish. And then lastly, you know, shout out to the NFL draft. You know, that was what, this past Thursday? Thursday, Friday, wrapped up Saturday. First round was great. Shout out to Chris Sims, too, man. Chris Sims on Peacock Television. That's the streaming service through, what is it? I always get them confused. I want to say NBC or ABC. I think it's ABC. ABC, if I'm not mistaken. I always get ABC and NBC confused. But Peacock, whichever one the parent company is, you know, shout out to Chris Sims. He really did a great job, you know, just analyzing the draft prospects. So I was able to really indulge and just understand it more than I've ever, you know, kind of understood the draft in previous years. And, man, it's going to be a great football season. A lot of teams just, you know, looking to come up. Shout out to Philly. They took them 2 Georgia boys from Georgia, young men, I should say, out of Georgia, man. They're gonna be a problem. I forgot to jot the names down, but you know who I'm talking about, especially if you're in the ATL or anywhere in Georgia listening. They're going to do well, I think, in Philly. Shout out to the Ohio State quarterback, Stroud, I think his name was. Going to the Texans, man. So shout out to that. Yeah, man, it's going to be some good things. Will Levis, he dropped. That was the white guy out of Kentucky. He was a higher prospect. He dropped to the second round. He's going to Tennessee. I want to see what he does with Mike Vrabel. Just a lot of good stories, man. Good, interesting stories to get everything, you know, open for the new season. Also, big shout out to Aaron Rodgers. You know, this happened right before the draft, but that trade to the Jets is official. Aaron Rodgers is in New York, so we're going to see what he does, what he brings to the table. So once again, you know, before I get cut off, let me sum up everything. This has been the world-famous chop-up. So once again, big shout-out to Black holding it down. You know, we rode this thing all the way through, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, awesome show, man. I love the energy tonight. Definitely tell a friend to tell a friend log on to listen. As always, you know, every Sunday fun day, you know, 8 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. Eastern time, we bring it to you live and direct. Follow the Twitter page, you know, Real Adult Talk. Of course, we spell it T-A-W-K. We put that country twang on it. Be on the lookout. I'm going to have my top 10 list coming pretty soon. I'm not sure when. Definitely in the summer, man, because I wanted to get it on point, man. I've definitely been inspired. Definitely some new joints and just some great energy, man. I just love analyzing and bringing it to the people. So once again, peace and love, man. Until next week, everybody be safe. Signing off. Peace, peace, peace.